What are the Jogjakarta principles? How has gender mainstreaming effectively changed the way that humans think? How has gender theory been implemented globally while the masses were asleep? My name is Muzaffar Haider, and this is The Machinations. Edward Bernays, the inventor of mass manipulation and the nephew of Freud, stated that we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind. If you haven't watched the previous episodes, we highly recommend that you get up to scratch before watching this one. Dr. Kate Godfrey-Fawcett has provided the foundational research for this series. Today in the studio, we have Sister Zainab Thani explaining the Jogjakarta principles.
Thank you, brother. The Jogjakarta principles is a detailed manual for implementing gender ideology worldwide. It advocates for free choice of gender, sexual orientation, identity. It was founded in 2007 by human rights experts. It is a living document, so it can be added to and continuously amended, and it provides a new tool for activists to carry out their agenda, human rights, as the tool for enforcing these principles worldwide.
So it's basically a kind of roadmap for sexual activists to follow so that they know what to do on the ground in any country in the world, wherever they are.
So it's basically a guide for sexual activists. The activist guide shows activists how cultures that have different social and legal standards regarding the LGBTI, so that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersexual agenda, can be revolutionized using the YP as an instrument. So the principles demand that all countries of the world take totalitarian measures to change their constitutions, laws, social institutions, educational systems, and the citizens' basic attitudes in order to enforce and legally compel acceptance and privileged status for homosexuality and other non-heterosexual identities and behaviors.
In a 2016 survey, 61% of 15 to 34-year-olds said they consider a love affair between two men or two women to be wrong. Gautam Yadav is one of the petitioners asking for the court to review the law.
This is the last chance for the Supreme Court to change their mistake. We are hoping that the judgment is going to come in our favor and it will help us.
In 2009, a Delhi court overturned Section 377. But the Supreme Court reinstated the law in 2013, and conservative religious activists like Ajay Gautam celebrated that decision.
In the eyes of the largest society in this country, the homosexuality is an illness, it's a disease.
There was very little hope. In some ways, it really does restore your faith once again that we are a democratic country where freedom of speech, freedom of choice, and human rights do matter.
According to Corridus, the YP is a deliberate attempt to manipulate our understanding of human rights in order to promote the self-serving social agenda of a small cluster of vociferous and politically well-connected advocacy groups.
The next step really, which is the most important step, is actually fighting the social conception.
Their central concepts are sexual orientation and gender identity. Their definition of sexual orientation does not exclude any type of sexual preference or activity, including paedophilia, incest, zoophilia, that's bestiality.
The law doesn't just forbid sex between gay couples. It criminalizes a range of, quote, unnatural offenses, from oral sex to bestiality.
The YP asserts sexual identity is not defined by biology, but by an internal feeling and subjective decision. YP demand that, according to human rights experts, all countries must enforce them.
My preferred gender pronoun is she if I'm in drag, he if I'm outside of drag.
Some days I feel like a he, some days I feel like a she.
It, blob beast, she,
non-binary,
they,
them,
them.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Can I think about it for a second?
All of them.
I don't give a f-
Just call me.
I identify as a little bit of everything. I say agender, but it's just because I simply don't have a gender in any way, shape, or form, nor do I really believe that it's a real thing.
My gender is, I'm a male. I'm a biological male. I identify as a male. I masquerade as a gorgeous woman from time to time.
I'm a little boyish, a little girly, a little bit of nothing all together. Just like almost an it. That's me.
Gender is something that you feel on the inside. It could be masculine, it could be feminine, it could be none of the above. Gender, honestly, is something that's fluid and is just totally up in the air these days. It might be gone soon anyways.
And the Yogyakarta principles, we're talking 10 years ago now, 2006, a distinguished group of international experts got together to hammer out a concise set of principles dealing with how international law applies to issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. So this is just a bit of a scan. It's really not the full picture at all, but I wanted to give you some examples of what you can do with geeky documents like the Yogyakarta principles. So one of the biggest things you can do is translate them into many languages. And we've seen many groups and governments work together to translate this document as much as possible. We've seen groups like an Indonesian group create a comic book for young lesbian women on how the principles apply to your daily life as a young person. We actually want to put gender identity on the same plane as sexual orientation. And this process was largely driven by activists in the room, activists from the Global South who insisted that gender identity had to be treated on the same plane with sexual orientation.
But how exactly are they managing to do this so effectively? The key is you. They rely on your ignorance so that they can push for whatever agendas they want to push for.
Acceptance of LGBTI sex behavior, whilst any essential moral distinction between right and wrong, good and evil, is forbidden. Other human rights that stand in the way, for example, freedom of religion and conscience, are considered subordinate. LGBTI rights will always take priority. Dissolution of binary sexual identity. Homosexual marriage with adoption rights.
Striking down 377 will only legalize gay sex. It won't give equal rights to LGBTQ people.
No rights for the child regarding their biological parents. Families are reduced to an arbitrary relationship between two or more people. Privileges for LGBTI involves creation of new legal provisions for the deregulation of sexual norms, which are to be imposed on sovereign states. Now, since the 1960s, with help from the UN, EU, and the media, a powerful lobby has been fighting to change the value system. The goal is complete freedom without any natural moral limitation. This freedom wishes to liberate itself from the tyranny of nature. Any natural precept, such as the male-female, is thus an obstacle to be removed. There's no good or evil, and thus no standards, as Plato wrote in the Republic, Book 8. The excess of liberty, whether in states or individuals, seems only to pass into excess of slavery. And so tyranny naturally arises out of democracy, the most aggravated form of tyranny and slavery out of the most extreme form of liberty.
Gender ideology is firmly established in politics and in universities, but it works covertly behind the scenes. Governments, European authorities, and the media are subjecting people to a re-education program known to insiders as gender mainstreaming. It aims to destroy the notion of man and woman in favor of gender multiplicity.
Hi everyone. This video is going to be about the gender spectrum and gender identity. One of the most common oversights people have is thinking gender is binary, in that there is only male and female gender. If you were born male, you must identify as male. If you were born female, you must identify as female. This is simply not how the world around us works, since there are many variations when it comes to gender.
76 genders. Even though there are
probably more like millions of gender.
This 15-year-old, while biologically a female, identifies herself as gender neutral and was in the boys' bathroom at Timber Creek High School when the picture was taken.
Once served as two separate faculty restrooms, can now be used by anyone in the building.
It shows them that their identity is legitimate. I was meeting with my young feminist group.
The idea sparked from student Zoe Wagner, who says that students there come from all walks of life.
There is a transgender population here, and there is a population of students that don't adhere to the gender binary in one way or another.
We all need air to breathe. We need clean water to drink. We need food to eat. We need shelter and love. You know, love is great too. And we all need a safe place to pee. Yeah? As a trans person who doesn't fit neatly into the gender binary, if I could change the world tomorrow to make it easier for me to navigate, the very first thing I would do is blink and create single stall gender neutral bathrooms in all public places.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am. You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a general.
Right beforehand, you f***ing said sir.
Sir? Okay.
Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you sir.
I apologize. I apologize now.
I need your corporate number because I'm going to call them and talk about how it was misgendered several times in this store.
The whole society is being gendered, and this ideology intends to create a new human being that it designs in accordance with its own wishes. Totalitarianism now appears in the guise of freedom, tolerance, justice, equality, anti-discrimination, and diversity. These processes are global and driven forward by influential lobbies in international institutions. The core of this global cultural revolution is the dismantling of sexual norms in the name of freedom, but it creates rootless people, social chaos, and dissolution of social structure.
Emma, hi. You're neither male nor female, right?
That's true. I identify as non-binary, which means that I'm neither male nor female, and correspondent to that, I use the they, them pronoun.
And you say gender roles are damaging our society, so we need to think very carefully about language, yeah?
Yes, so a lot of our social selves are codified and cultured in the language that we use. We really use it to construct our entire society.
You have a belief that this child wants to be a little girl. You have a belief that this child wants to be a little boy. You can't know because Aubrey can't know. The child is four. And the child may be 100% one way one minute and 100% another way next year. What you have to do is focus on the fact that you have a child. And you have to love that child in the moment, whatever. And there should be no ego investment on your part whatsoever as to whether that child chooses to define as a little girl or a little boy in that moment. So, I mean, doesn't matter.
23-year-old Vinny O is making it his mission to become a real-life alien.
My goal in regards to my look is to become an exact scientific, proportioned, sexless human being.
If you speak out, you face being socially ostracized, harassed by activist groups, loss of professional standing, and discrimination. LGBT rights reign supreme. Stay tuned for more, inshallah. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was once asked, when will Al-Qa'im return, the Mahdi, Imam Al-Mahdi, when will he come back? To which the Holy Prophet said, when the men will resemble women and the women will resemble men, men will suffice with men and women will suffice with women. Now more than ever before, we can see that society has moved in this direction.
In particular, they're targeting police, judges, prison staff, employers, social workers, teachers and students.